special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Thank you for joining me today. And may Yahweh bless you and your family. And if you find it in your heart and you're able to do so financially speaking, please consider donating to RBN. RBN is still conducting the John Stadtmiller book drive. It's been on since November 7th and will continue through January 8th. For details, you can visit republicbroadcasting.org, check the homepage, newsfeed for RBN updates, and you can call Sam at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, that's Sam at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Please, if you're able to, let's keep RBN on the air. You surely cannot rely on the mainstream news sources, even the alt-right news sources at this point. No one said that the enemies of God were stupid. We just say they're wicked and evil. But they can be very clever and intelligent, and they've infiltrated, co-opted, and perverted just about everything in this world. Which leads me to my next topic of conversation, which I will get into right after the devotional, because I do want to read the daily devotion and get started with some scripture and Yahweh's word. But we'll get into it with a psyop that has been making the headlines everywhere. Everywhere, and it just promotes more of the same. So we'll get into it. First, we're going to go to the daily devotional. Today is December 3rd on the Gregorian calendar, what have you. Do not be surprised by the fiery attacks on your mind. This is a war for information today. Believe it. On your mind. When you struggle to find me and to live in my peace, don't let discouragement set in. You are engaged in massive warfare, spiritually speaking. The evil one abhors your closeness to me, and his demonic underlings are determined to destroy our intimacy. Think of the assets and agents of the synagogue of Satan, right? Doing their father's bidding, as John 8:44 proclaims. When you find yourself in the thick of battle, call upon my name. Yeshua, help me. Jesus, help me. Yahweh, help me. At that instant, the battle becomes mine. Your role is simply to trust me as I fight for you. He is our battle axe, folks. My name, properly used, has unlimited power to bless and protect. At the end of time, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth when my name is proclaimed. People who have used Jesus as a shoddy swear word will fall down in terror on that awesome day. Praise Yahweh. But all those who have drawn near me through trustingly uttering my name will be filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. This is your great hope as you await my return. And if you don't know it yet, folks, you are God's chosen creation, his special people. From the line of Adam, all the way down through David, Judah, and yes, Emmanuel, called Yeshua, the Christ. And Emmanuel means God with us, or in the German tongue, Gott mit uns. God's with us, brothers and sisters. Believe it. Believe it. So, if you're on social media, and you're like me maybe, and you received that Twitter amnesty, I just wanted to give it a shot and see what it was all about. Somebody I follow on BitChute made a stream about it and said, hey, you know, Elon Musk over at Twitter was giving amnesty to accounts that were banned before he took it over. So I did. And it worked. You know? And I see that Ye, if you don't know who Ye is, it's Kanye West, the guy who married and had children with Kim Kardashian. He's a rapper, a celebrity, an entrepreneur, right? The black rapper, Kanye West, was just suspended from Twitter. And Elon Musk, of course, touting it as a now a free speech platform, you know, giving everybody amnesty, obviously, to support that rhetoric. But you can only say what he wants you to say, or what those that he is beholden to want you to say. But it's a psyop, the whole thing, okay? And I'll explain why. And the only reason I'm giving it any credence and attention is because well-meaning otherwise brethren, brothers and sisters of Yahweh, are being misled into believing most, if not all, of what this man is saying. And he's getting airtime all over the place. And that's Ye, Kanye West. So what did he get suspended for recently on Twitter? Okay. And he has 32.2 million followers. 32.2 million followers. And it shows 322. What's that? Huh? Chapter 322, Skull and Bones. Little tip of the hand, if you will, to those in the craft, his fellow travelers. That's what they called communists back in the day. Who were the communists, by and large? The Jews. What does Kanye West say he is? What did he claim to be on the full-length interview with the Russian Jew, Lex Fridman? with his backhanded, half-assed apology to the Jewish community? He said, I'm Jew. He said, the blacks are the original Hebrews, implying that Yeshua is black. He said, we all come from Africa. On and on and on and on. But he claims to be a Jew, is my point, okay? Well, here's the PSYOP in a nutshell. He makes a post of the Rembrandt star, which is what they call the Star of David. Okay, it's the Israeli flag today. However, he doesn't post just that. He posts an altered image of the Rembrandt star, or the Star of Moloch, the Star of David, if you will, to get an image, with the swastika in the center of it. Basically saying, hey, you know, the Jews are the Nazis, right? So it's a very conflated message because of all that it entails and the lies that are wrapped into it. But it got him suspended. You know, people were up in arms. Do something about this, Elon. Take care of Kanye. Take care of Yee. It is a PSYOP, because now you have well-meaning brethren saying, we got to listen to this guy. What he's saying is truth. Yee for president 2024. BS. BS. He is not of Yahweh. No. Satan, the adversary, is not stupid. And he's going to use people just like they've said all along they're doing. And I'm talking about the enemies of God, the modern Jew, the Edomites, the Canaanites, the Khazars, those spoken of by Yeshua the Christ in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those who say they are Judahites, they are of the line of Judah, but are not. They are not. They are a synagogue of Satan. Yeshua could not have been more plain. And I am going to read to you a comment on the video I just posted on my BitChute channel about this PSYOP, which I titled Twitter Suspends Yee, More Yid Distractions, right? And I don't read this to disparage the person who posted it, because I consider the person who posted it my brother. And as well-meaning as it is, I believe he's wrong. And I want to show you the fallacy in it. And he writes in reply to this video I post on bitchute.com/thefreedomministry, if you wish to see it. This is the strangest thing I have seen possibly in my life, this Kanye West situation. None of it makes any sense. PSYOP? Then why would they be exposing themselves and talking about the Talmud and pedophilia? Truth? Question mark. Then why is Kanye involved in this? Well, you know, it might have something to do with his 32.2 million followers on Twitter alone. 322, Skull and Bones, chapter 322, wink wink, nod nod. And he finishes the message. You know all the facts he said about the Jews were true. You know it. So then why? Dot dot dot. Question mark. And it deserves an answer, doesn't it? Why? Why wouldn't I just say, vote for Yee 2024. Go Kanye West. Keep naming them. Because he speaks falsely. Here's my reply. He spoke falsely about them many times in those full-length interviews. Never has he invoked the God of Israel's true name. And I'm talking about Kanye West, because he either doesn't understand it, because he isn't his sheep, so he doesn't hear his word, or he's on script, further hiding God from his actual chosen, like I have said from the beginning of this charade. Jesus was not a black African Jew, like ye thinks and professes. The house of Israel has nothing to do with Jews or pre-Adamic Africans, like ye thinks and professes continually. He is a gatekeeper with roles similar to Adam Green from No More News and Alex Jones from InfoWars, with a massive influence potential to keep Yahweh's children from him and lead them right into the hands of the devil for slaughter. That's what it's all about, folks. Hiding God and leading the sheep astray. Without spiritual discernment and a knowledge of God's word to know who's who and who's Jew, most anyone can fall under the Judaized pseudo-Zionist Christian spell that ye is casting. If you're not bringing the remnant, the lost sheep of the lost house of Israel, to the one true God, Yahweh, you're bringing them to Satan, regardless of how you dress it up. These are not Judahites, but are a synagogue of Satan, echoing Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Many will profess to have known and even worship him, and Yahweh God will say, I never knew you. You reap what you sow, brethren. Go to God. Rebuke evil and wickedness in all its forms and machinations. Praise Yahweh. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Our people perish, remember, for lack of knowledge. And that's a mashup of two verses, 2 Timothy 2:15 and Hosea 4:6. From the Old Testament. And then I added one more post afterward, just to bring it full circle, because this is the crux of it, especially with this black rapper Ye and his role. I write, and to add to what I've already said about Ye's role in this leading people astray, away from the one true God, you need only read the racial tension plan of 1912. From Jew Israel Cohen, to see that Yee's role is now to educate the blacks who may start becoming wise to the Jewish question with false light, not truth. And who does that? Who uses the false light? But the false light bringer himself, Lucifer, Satan, the adversary, so they won't see it as a divide and conquer scheme of the parasitical Jewish Edomites, but for them to start believing they're actually part of the Jewish fold and the plan to bring them up, right? It's all timed perfectly. No one said Satan wasn't clever or intelligent, just wicked and murderous. Ye will never speak the naked, unadulterated truth from Yahweh's word, because he, A, doesn't understand it himself, being a pre-Adamic mixed-race Negro, or B, he's doing precisely what his Jewish handlers are instructing him to do. He's not penniless, folks. He may have lost some money, but it's just zeros and ones. I believe it's the latter, but even the former is a constructive psychological operation on the public at large. The Jew who makes his filthy lucre from the outcome of the blacks being raised to prominence among the Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, and Scandinavian societies, while the Jew parasite laughs rubbing his hands to the bank as the whites lose their cultures and bloodline, is the beneficiary all along. This is all by design, to keep us all at each other's throats. They want the blacks to think that they're the Hebrew Israelites rather than the naked truth that they're being used as pawns, beasts of burden, and stakes on the table by choice and consent. This is hurting both the blacks and the whites. But who profits from the plan for racial tension and this loxism or white hatred as outlined by one Israel Cohen and implemented these past 100+ years in America? Cui bono? With Jews you lose. And I wrap up the post. Please go to God and don't believe any man, even me. I only wish to speak his truth and bring the remnant flock back to their shepherd, the good shepherd. I can only pray I can be that voice in the modern technocratic wilderness we live in today. Gott mit uns. God's with us. I hope it makes sense. I see it for what it is. And let me read to you what Israel Cohen said for the Jewish plan for genocide of the USA and its majority white population at that time in 1912, his plan for racial tension. Quote, and this was republished, okay, in the newspaper, and it's also in the Congressional Record, volume 103, page 8559, June 7, 1957. The Congressional Record. Quote, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. Ding, ding, ding. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. End quote. Whose cause? The Jewish cause. And they are the synagogue of Satan. And as Yeshua boldly states in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and he was a murderer from the beginning and the father of lies, and his lust and desires you will do, because the truth is not in him, and you are his children. That's it, folks. This plan has been underway for over a century in America. And it's been assimilated all over the world. In every Western or Westernized country. This is very serious. And what's the only group that doesn't have a collective? And they've made it pretty much illegal to even come together as one in this case. And it's the Anglo-Saxons. The Germanic peoples. The Scandinavians. The white people, which they will say is just a construct. It's not even real. So why are you targeting it for elimination if it's not real? It's imaginary. We can't come together. We're domestic terrorists. Everyone else can say power to the blacks. Jewish power. White power? Oh, I think not. We got a real problem, don't we? I hope that this isn't falling on deaf ears. I hope that we can speak up, whether we're in a church setting, the supermarket, wherever, a retail outlet, a museum, I don't care. When you hear the rhetoric of even the alt-right, but especially these liberal communists, talking about multiculturalism and that the white race must go, speak up. Speak up. And all the other races, and God bless them for this. I don't say they shouldn't. If they see a black man being beat on the street, they're going to join him. They're going to help his brother, right? Or the Jewish man. They're going to go help their brother. What happens when a white guy's getting beat on the street? You're going to walk by, put your hand on your face, and look the other way. Enough. We must stop the madness and unite. The division needs to stop. Our time is nigh, brothers and sisters. And we have a powerful God on our side. Our God has never lied. But he's a jealous God. And he means what he says, and he wants you to follow his word. If you think this is a message of hate, I really hope that you reevaluate it, because I love you and I want nothing more for you to find God in your life and have a personal relationship with your Savior, Yeshua, the Christ, the one true God of Israel, incarnate in the flesh, in man. Because that is the truth, the way, and the life. Yeshua was not a Jew. Okay? These waters have been muddied for far too long. The identification of the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic peoples as the surviving members of the people of Israel leaves us with a couple questions. And now I'm getting into the complete works of Bertrand Comparé. Who are the Jews? Question one is that, who are the Jews? Question two, was Yeshua, Christ, a Jew? And to answer these questions, we must first define what we mean by Jew. The muddled thinking of most people on this subject is due to the fact that they never know just what they mean by that word, Jew. Sometimes they mean a Jew by religion, regardless of his race. For Negroes, Chinese, and Japanese have all been converted to Judaism, right? Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. It's great to be on the air. It's great to have a voice and be able to use the platform to bring people closer to God. Because I believe there's two things you're doing in this life today. You're getting closer to God, or you're moving further from Him. And if you're moving further from Him, well, who are you moving towards? I believe it would be Satan. Satan. So the question, my brothers and sisters, was Yeshua, or Yahweh incarnate in the flesh and man, born of the son of David, from the womb of Miriam, was he a Jew? No, he was not. So what do we mean by Jew? And before the break, I showed you that yes, others by race can be converted to this Talmudic religion called Judaism, centered around man's doctrine or dogma from the Talmud. Or sometimes they mean a Jew by race, regardless of his religion. An example being the first prime minister of Israel in occupied Palestine, the Jewish nation of the Edomites, Ben-Gurion, David Ben-Gurion. He claimed to be a Buddhist by religion, but he held on to being a Jew by race, for it is a bloodline as well. Do not get it twisted. And it spells it out for you in Genesis 3:15, right in the garden with Satan. And usually people don't know which of these they mean. They conflate things. They muddy the waters intentionally. But together, behind closed doors in these temples without windows, these Judaic temples, they are a collective, and they are united, and we are not. Since it can be answered quickest, let us first take the question, was Yeshua the Christ, Jesus, a Jew by religion? The answer is clearly no. Jesus had the true religion of the Old Testament, found in the law and the prophets. And he constantly rebuked the Jews for having abandoned this for their Judaism under the Babylonian Talmud, which in his day was called the tradition of the elders. Man's law, not God's law. In Matthew chapter 5, 17 and 18, he said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Yeshua constantly rebuked the Jews for their apostasy, for setting aside the laws of God in favor of the tradition of the elders. That's the same as it is today. This Talmudic Judaism was very different from the religion which we find in the Old Testament, which I don't even call a religion. Religion is of Satan. But the late rabbi Stephen S. Weiss, who was the chief rabbi of the United States at the time, a rabid Zionist for that blasphemous state of Israel, he expressed it so clearly that we cannot improve on his words. Here's the rabbi's words, Stephen S. Weiss. He said, quote, "The return from Babylon and the adoption of the Babylonian Talmud marks the end of Hebrewism and the beginning of Judaism." What does that tell you, folks? Are these Jews Hebrews? No, they never were. Never were. Since the true religion of the Old Testament was the religion of the real Hebrews, not the Jews, the learned rabbi was quite right in calling it Hebrewism, and noting that it came to an end when the Talmud, then called the tradition of the elders, was adopted, and that this was the beginning of a new religion, Judaism, or Babylonianism, if you will, or Talmudism. The tradition of the elders, man's law, Satanism. So we read in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, quote, Then came to Yeshua scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? right? Why do they break man's laws that we created? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition, ye hypocrites? Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but in their heart is far from me? But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. End quote. The same incident is found also in Mark chapter 7, 5 through 13. And in John chapter 5, 37 through 46, Yeshua told the Jews of his time, the tradition of the elders, those vipers, quote, the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and it is they which testify of me. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he writes of me. End quote. Powerful stuff. He's holding back no punches. And again, in John chapter 8, 54 through 55, said, it is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God, yet ye have not known him. John chapter 15, 23, Yeshua says, he that hateth me, hateth my Father also. End quote. And in the 21st chapter of Matthew, Yeshua the Christ summed up their position by saying that even the tax collectors and the harlots could enter the kingdom of God before the Jews. Wow. Surely, Yeshua, Jesus Christ's entire ministry was a complete demonstration that he was not a Jew by religion. Was he now? So the next question, was Yeshua a Jew by race? But we'll do it. We'll answer it. To answer this, we must trace the racial ancestry of both Jesus, Yeshua, and the Jews, right? Yeshua was a pure-blooded member of the tribe of Judah, and no true Judahite was a Jew by race, as we shall see. Yeshua's ancestry is given in both Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. Both of them show that he was a descendant of the patriarch Judah through one of his twin son, Phares, by his mother Mary. He came through the line of David and Nathan, the brother of Solomon, as traced in the third chapter of Luke. Yeshua the Christ was therefore a pure-blooded Israelite of the tribe of Judah, as Paul even echoed in Romans 9, 4 through 5, whatever you think of Paul, Saul. Now let us trace the racial descent of the Jews. First, let us note that the Jews were not and are not Israelites. They are interlopers, imposters, liars. Yes, I know that you have been taught that the word Jew and the word Israel, right, commingle, right, as we shall see, but they don't. Let us get the first proof of this from Yeshua, the Christ himself. He states plainly in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, quote, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Therefore, he was sent to those who were of Israel, but not to others. Accordingly, when he sent his 12 disciples out to preach his gospel, Matthew 10, 5 through 6 records that he told them this, quote, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles or the nations, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And he added, quote, "Ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." Matthew 10:23. They could have gone all over the cities of Judea in a month. So it was obvious that the cities of Israel to which he referred were the cities of the so-called lost tribes who had already entered Europe in their long migration. They were scattered. But take careful note of Jesus' own words, quote, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Not the Edomites, not the Canaanites, not the Jebusites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Hivites. Israel. Jacob's descendants. If the Jews were any part of Israel, then they would have been some of his sheep. But he says plain that they are not. In the 10th chapter of John, Yeshua says, quote, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." But he tells the Jews, and it does say Jews, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Beautiful, powerful, simple. Note carefully those words. He does not say that the reason that the Jews are not his sheep is that they don't believe, and that they could become his sheep just by changing their minds. No, to the contrary, he says that the reason they don't believe is that they are not of his sheep. He knows his sheep and knows that the Jews are not of his sheep. Couldn't be more plain. He doesn't mince words. Only when he was speaking in parables, teaching the truth, the way, the life, could you even construe it to be that? But he was speaking plain, was he not? Since the Jews are not any part of any tribe of Israel, then who are the Jews, right? It's a fair question. Let's trace their ancestry. We find that the true line of his people, God's people, must be kept free from mongrelization with the neighboring Canaanite. Accordingly, in Genesis chapter 24, 3 through 4, it records that Abraham took great pains to see that his son Isaac should marry of only a woman of his own people. Likewise, Genesis 27, 46 and 28, verse 1, records that Isaac also required that his son Jacob, the father of the Israelites, should also marry only within his own race line. This law had been obeyed for several centuries to keep the race line pure. But one of the sons of Israel, the patriarch Judah, the father of the tribe of Judah, violated it by marrying a Canaanite woman who bore him 3 sons, of whom only one, Shelah, survived and left descendants. You can see this in Genesis 38, verses 1 through 5. Now this half-breed mongrel line must be distinguished from Judah's pure-blooded descendants by his twin sons, Perez and Zerah. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by his daughter-in-law, Tamar. Although born out of wedlock, they were of pure Israel stock on both sides. And from one of them, Perez, Jesus Christ, was descended. The descendants of these twins are the real tribe of Judah. half-breed son, Shelah, accompanied Judah into Egypt, and in the following centuries left many descendants. They were in the Exodus and accompanied the armies of Israel into the Promised Land. So you can see Genesis 46:12 and Numbers 26:20. However, they bred true to type. They were half-breed Canaanites, lacking the spiritual insight which God gave to his own people. So they remained idolaters. Baal worship. Don't. Right back.
As normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Before the break, and for the past hour, I've been proving to you, through God's word, Yahweh's word, that Yeshua, the Christ, is not a Jew, and that these Jews of modern time are of their father, the devil, just as he said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44, and throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. You must have the sword of truth. You must carry that book wherever you go. Arm yourself with the whole armor of God. Be bold. He came with a sword, right? Be bold. And I left off that these half-breed Canaanites, and I'm reading from the Complete Works of Bertrand Comparé, page 288 in the PDF, the Complete Works, these half-breed Canaanites from Shelah, the mongrelized part of the line of Judah, lacked the spiritual insight which Yahweh gave to his own people, so they remained idolaters, Baal worshippers. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 21, you will find them referred to as, quote, the house of Ashbia. Ashbia is a corruption of Ishbal, Ishbal, or man of Baal, and shows that they were still idolaters, unable to perceive the God of Israel, Yahweh. So these Shelonites, or half-breeds, formed one of the peoples of the land, geographically, who made up the Jews in the time of Jesus Christ. Another alien racial group who became part of the Jews were the mixed multitude, which Exodus chapter 12:38 says left Egypt along with the children of Israel from the captivity. The Hebrew word here translated mixed is the word Ereb, Ereb, meaning half-breed or mongrel. During the 2 centuries in Egypt, many had violated the divine law against race mixing, and these were the result. You see, the further we stray from God, the easier and the more readily the compromises become. To the point of literally adultering your bloodline, destroying your race. The entire book of the Bible is a racial record of Yahweh's people, the Adamic bloodline, and how we are to live and follow his commands, and how we interact with those around us. So when anyone else is mentioned in that book, it's how they're interacting.
That individual will.
Don't go away.
All sports right. Broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than 2 people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.